Hey, this is Brian Schrader with an update from WRAL News. The forecast from the WRAL Severe Weather Center, we'll see mostly cloudy skies to partly cloudy later this afternoon. We could see an isolated shower or thunderstorm. High temperature today near 90. Durham Public Schools on the year-round schedule are closed to students again this morning. Thousands of people in the Durham area are without power still after Tuesday's severe thunderstorms. Duke Energy hopes to have all the electricity restored by 6 o'clock this evening. State Republican lawmakers overrode six of Governor Roy Cooper's vetoes yesterday. Those bills now become state law. One bans doctors from providing gender care to minors, and another bans discussion of sexual orientation and gender identity in public classrooms until the fifth grade. It is move-in day at NC State University, and the school is making new mental health resources available after seven suicides in the last school year. NC State now has 50 counselors, with at least one in each of its 11 different colleges. And construction has stopped on the Atlantic Avenue widening project north of the Beltline. City of Raleigh is firing the contractor, J. Smith Civil, saying that it stopped most of its work on the road back in January. Officials are looking for another company to complete the project. The DOT says J. Smith Civil also has stopped work on at least two other road projects. And if you're the parent of an athlete, listen up. WakeMed is offering free EKGs to young athletes between 11 and 18 years old. Those EKGs could help detect life-threatening heart conditions. It's tonight from 5 until 8 at the WakeMed Apex Healthplex. You do need to register first at wakemed.org. That's a look at some of our top stories. I'm Brian Schrader. Hope you have a great day.